The latest from podnews.net.
This show is one of many new shows on a new podcast app called Luminary.
Luminary has, since launch on April the 23rd, been running a proxy server for podcasts, breaking podcast analytics and making dynamic ad insertion difficult. Our site logs showed that they were using a service from Cloudflare. The company said in a statement yesterday that they have stopped doing this. We've confirmed the removal on web, on Android, and it also looks to have been removed from iPhone. We explain what a proxy server is and why it matters for podcasts in our show notes and in our newsletter today. We can also reveal today that Luminary's app is now disguised. As our tests show, the Android app is now calling itself ExoPlayer Audio Player, which is the audio library they've used. We've also tested the iOS app, which identifies itself as Apple Core Media 10016. Requests by Luminary's servers for the podcast RSS feed are also hidden, with no Luminary user agent. As a result, podcast hosts cannot monitor traffic from the Luminary app or block it. Luminary is also being criticized for removing links in show notes, including the removal of donation links and truncating those show notes. The company also removes all website links for podcasts, and the company is incorrectly crediting show creators too, using the wrong iTunes data from the RSS feed. And more podcasts have been removed from Luminary, including iHeart Podcast Network, Podcast One, and Blueberry Corporate Podcasts. The Verge reports that many other smaller podcasters are removing their content. Surprisingly, the BBC is still there, given their concerns about Google. But if you need it, we link to how to remove your podcast from Luminary in our show notes and in our newsletter today. We've no plans to remove our podcast from the service quite yet, though. And now, something completely different. Podcast advertising is set to globally double in size by 2022, says WARC, an advertising website. These figures normally related to ad agency sales, and they don't include Patreon revenue or that from live shows, so the story's even better. What we found was that a weekly publish was not the most effective or efficient strategy for the vast majority of our podcasts. That's Steve Pratt from Pacific Content, offering some data-led thoughts on how often you should publish your podcast and why. We link to his thoughts from our show notes and from our newsletter, which you obviously can't read in Luminary. Horror writer Stephen King is to make a rare podcast appearance on the 25th anniversary of a TV miniseries based on The Stand. Podcasts, What's the Point? Is an event in London on May the 14th, focusing on brands and podcasts. It's free, though you do need to book in advance. Drinks and canapes are also offered. Our version of Google Podcasts is now popping up AI-driven bubbles, letting you search for more information mentioned in a podcast. It's also enabled a sleep timer. We told you that was coming earlier this month. We use the beta version of the Google app, where the Google Podcasts code actually lives. You can opt in to the beta within Google Play. PRX has written about the podcasting scene in France. There was a fair amount of French language reaction on Twitter yesterday to the announcement of Pippa's purchase by Acast. The company, PRX that is, not Pippa, has also written about the podcast scene in India, which we believe is the fastest growing in the world. Coming soon, we notice, the Melbourne Podcast Festival. There's a holding page already up. And Hot Pods editor Nick Quar has had enough of Not Nick Quar, an unfunny Twitter account. We had enough of it a while back, and the coward's account has now changed name. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.